Hello to all my Chavarimish here, Toas Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on our shiur in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, which are the Gemaras, and Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And it goes like this. Chatzur Gedoyla, Hois B'Yushalayim, Ubeiz Yasek, Hois Anikris. There was a big chatzur, a place where people gathered, and it was in Yerushalayim. It was called Beis Yasek. Taisir Yandif explains from the Gemara that it comes from the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Hei, Pasuk Beis, as Rashi explains there, that it meant it was surrounded with a fence, around it in a circle, like a ring. L'shom kol ha'edim Wisconsin. So all the witnesses would gather in that chatzer, as Rashi says, it was on Shabbos, when they were Machal Shabbos to come to give testimony on the Eidus HaChodesh, they would gather in this Beis Yasek chatzer, and Tzitzis Yandus says, based on the Rambam in Perek Beis from Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, it seems even in the weekdays they would gather in one place there so that they can be easily checked out. Ubezin Boikin as Hashem, and the Bezin would check them out there. As Sizacham said, in other years, when the Sanhedrin were not based in Yerushalayim anymore, the Bedikas didn't have to be in a big place for everybody together, where they would all gather. We see that from the Mishnah Ches, where we Gamliel, who lived in Yavne and Usha, checked Adam in his house. Okay, and Sudas Gedolos Oislahem. They made big Sudas for the people who were there, the Adam. Mishvil Shri Regilim Lavo. They wanted people to want to come, so they provided them with Sudas on Shabbos, if it was Shabbos. And Rashi and Daf Chaf Gimel Beis in the Gemara says they wanted to make it so there wouldn't be any tsar, any reason people should not want to come to Yerushalayim. And the mission continues. Rishon the law Yizaz Mishim Kol Yom. Originally, people would stay there the whole day, as Rashi and the Rav said, that because anybody who leaves the Tchum, once he gets there to Yerushalayim, once he gets to a spot where he settles in, he only has 4 amas to go. So they would stay in that one place. Tzitzis Yandif brings in Tzitzis, the whole chatzer is considered 4 amas. So they would stay in this big chatzer the rest of the Shabbos, the Pharisees Yisrael. Says this is brought down in Arachayim Simen Tav Zayin. And the mission continues. Hiskar B'Gamliel HaZakhin Shemahach HaPayim Am L'Charuach. They didn't have to stay in that one chatzer. They could travel, they can walk in the 2,000 amas in every direction. And Tzitzis Yandif brings from the Magid Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos Perachav Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, that since they were able to come to that area in Yerushalayim, Bereshus, they had permission to travel, so that place that they got to is like the place that they were kind of Shvisa Bein Hashmashes. Tzitzis has different Svara because they were always coming there, so they had a right to go from there. Rabbi Gamliel says another 2,000 amas. Chacham says the reason of Kadesh Regilim Lavo. They wanted people to come. So excuse me, Rabbi Gamliel's Takana was they wanted people to come. So they wanted people to come often if they saw the Lavana. So he made it easier on them to make it that they can walk from there another 2,000 amas in every direction. So Chacham says that this reason that they should be Regilim to come. It goes on both the Sudas, that's where they give Sudas so people should want to come, and also the Takana from Gamliel, why made it Takana? So they should come. But according to the Svara of the Magid Mishnah, who said that since they were kind of Rishus, that only goes about the reason of the Takana from Gamliel said, since they were kind of Rishus at that place, since they came there Rishus, and therefore they were kind of Shvisa in that place, therefore he gave another 2,000 Amas. Okay, v'lo'al eila b'vad, not only for Eidim who come to give Eidus on the Chodesh, have these rules, al'af ha'chachama ha'ba'al eila. Even a midwife who's coming to help a woman give birth, once she travels somewhere, she has another 2,000 amas from there, based on this takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakim. And if we look at Arachayim Simen Tav Zayin, there in the Dirshu, Os number 1, talks about a Mialetis who has to travel to a far place, more than Yud Beis Mil, it's outside of Tchum, and getting there, she might have a problem with Yichud, with the non-Jewish Bal Agola, or the cab driver. So, in the name of the, in the Shem Aryeh, on Eben Ezra, in Simon Lamed Gimel, it mentions there that it's better that someone else should go along with her, and even though that person will be Eivron Issut Chomim, that's only Drabbanan, Ktumos Shitas, rather than let her go by herself, be Eivron Issut Yichud, which is Midyaraisa. But in the Shut Hemak Shelis Midyadalit, he argues and he says, we have a klal that we don't ask someone to be Chote to help someone else. So here too, we're not going to let another person go with her and be over on the Isser Tchumim, so that this woman will be safe in the Isser Yichud. Okay, Taisus, Tiberi Maskel, Lo Zazim asks a question. Isn't Yerushalayim a Kefas Choma? It has a wall around it, so why weren't they able to leave the Chutzar? It's all enclosed. They should be able to walk anywhere within the city. He says, we're talking about after the Avanim broke through the walls. Then it becomes like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We just finished Chanukah a few days ago, and we say Yevanim Nikbusu Alai Azay Bimei Chashmanim Ufartzu Hamas Midalai. So the Yevanim had broken the walls, and Yerushalayim was not like Rosh Hashanah anymore. It was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, so now, so we said not only the midwife who's coming to give birth, to help a woman give birth, can avail herself of Rabbi Gamliel's Sakana to travel another 2,000 Amos after she gets there. Also, Habola Hatzelman is like someone who's coming to put up a fire, save people from a fire, Umina Gaius, and from an army, as Tversel says, an army of people who hate Klal Yisrael, Umina Hanar, and from the river, as Rashi says, if a river all of a sudden grew very much, and was overflowing, and it was flooding out the whole city, so and people come to save the people who are getting flooded out, they also have another 2,000 Amos after they get there. Uminamapolis, if there was a landslide. Also, Arehim Kanshiyair, anybody of these type of people who are coming to save other people in the city, they become like the Anshiyair, and they have another 2,000 Amos in every direction, as Taisus Yantar says, from outside the city. Within the city, it's fine, they can go anywhere in the city. The city is not considered any amount at all. But if they want to leave the city, they have another 2,000 Amos beyond, like anybody who was in the city to start with. Continuing on, in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, which is the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Kate said, Bokin is Edom. How do we check out these Edom? The Lacha Mishnah in Hilchos Kiddush HaChadish, Perek Beis, Lacha Beis, explains that the Bedikos or Diyaraisa, like any other Edus and Falabesin, needs, you have to be Bodik them, Midyaraisa. But the Turim, Simon Lam and Sif Gimel holds, the Kiddush HaChadish is different than any other Edus. Because even if Bezin was Makadosh HaChodesh by using it a false witnesses, still the Kiddush would be kosher. And only in other dinim do you need Edim Shelti Yochel HaZima. But after the Baisusim messed up the flag waving to tell people, and the Chachamim agreed only to accept Edus that the Bezin recognizes them, then they have to be checked. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsir Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Siman Pei Tes Sif Yud Aleph holds that just the Bedikas having to do with the time and place that they saw the moon, that's D'Oraisa. Any other questions that are asked are only they're put in place after the Kilkul of the Baisus. So the mission continues. Zog Shabar Rishon Bokin Osir Rishon. A group of Edim who came first, they get checked first. They take the biggest person in the sit in that group, the most kosher, and they say to him, did you see the moon when you saw it, the new moon? Was it in front of the sun or behind, to the back of the sun? As the Rav says, the dark area, because there's a little crescent, so the dark area of the moon was that towards the sun and pointing towards the sun, or was it towards the back, away from the sun? Rashi says that the sun goes always from the east to the west, but to get there, it goes from the east in a southerly direction, and then from the southerly direction, it ends up to the west, and then to the northwest. Because it says in Kohelas, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Hailech Aldarim, V'Sove V'Altzofen. And the moon can't be seen on the 30th day unless it's very close to Shkia Sechama, because it's very small, then it's not seen as long as the sun is very strong You have to wait almost the setting of the sun in order to catch a sight of a glimpse of the moon. So Tverasarl says, the question was, are the pointy edges of the crescent of the moon, are they facing the sun, or are they facing the other way away from the sun? And therefore, by extension, the dark part that's within the crescent, was that also towards the sun or away from the sun? Continuing on in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and the Gemara is, oops, we said that one already, sorry. We're not studying a new Mishnah, we're continuing on, turning the wrong page. Let's phone a little drama. We wanted to know, they asked the Adam, did you see the moon to the north or to the south? The Rav says, because there are times of the year when the sun is further away from the moon is further away from the sun. Sometimes it's to the northern side, sometimes to the southern side. And if Bezdin knew, based on the calculations, that it's in that time of the year, it should be to the northern side, and the Adam said it's to the southern side, or the vice versa, we know that they're lying. Come how you go over, they asked these Adam, how high up was the moon? Rashi says, from the ground, according to your plain eyesight. The Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Beis Lachadol and Hay says, did it look like it was a height of a person up from the horizon, or twice as much, or if looking at it as a building, was it one flight up or two flights up? The Rav says, if one of the Adam says it was like two flights up in the sky and the other said it was three, then it's a good Adis will be Makoyim. But if one says three and one says five, then we say it's Batal, they're completely not working together. Ayin HaYinayin, we ask them, where did it tilt the moon? Rashi, the Rav say, the head of the darkened space, to which side was it tilting, to the north or to the south? V'kamei rochav, how wide was it? Rav says that the moon changes its size based on how far away from the sun or how close it was. At least our perception of the size of the moon. And Tosfos says, yeah, we're talking about just looking at it, what was your feeling? So the Mishnah says, "Im am lefnei acham alom rechlum." If you say that it was in front of the sun, he didn't say anything. It's not a good Adis. Tiferes Yisrael says, because the moon is a dark object, doesn't have its own light, and only the side which is opposite the sun gets the rays of the sun, and therefore, if the darkened side of the moon, which is facing towards the sun, we have a problem because it should be sunny there and not dark. So Sisyanta says, this is also never possible to have this. And similarly, if they ask, was it to the north? And based on their cheshbon, it's to the south or the other way around. So that also would possibly the Adis. So the question is, he asked, we see that based on the cheshbon, they were relying on their calculations. So why do we need Adim in the first place? We can just be with Kaddish on calculations. It's not a question because it says in Shmuel's Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaKaddish HaZelachem, and the Kabbalah is that HaKaddish Baruch Hu showed Moshe an image of the moon, and he said, when it's like this, you should see it and be with Kaddish it. So we see we need both things. We need the calculations, we need the Adis, because we need Adi Riya, and the Cheshbon should agree with them. And also, eventually, they have to say Makudish once they want to be Makarash the Chodesh. Then, after they checked out one aid, they checked his partner, who both can also. If they said the same things, they do some Kayemas. So, it is a good Adis. The Shakal Azugos, the rest of the witnesses, the other pairs of witnesses, we don't really need them. But Sholem also in Rosh Yitzhak, we ask them just the highlights of their testimony. Lo Shiu Tzrichim Lahem, not that we really need them, once we have two good Adim. Ella Kedeshul Yetzu Pachin Nefesh, we don't want them to feel depressed. Mishvil Shi Reginim Love, we want them to always come. So we make them feel that they're part of the action. Now we're going to Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, which the Gemara is in Daf Chaf Dalam Aleph. Rosh Beis and Amar Kodesh, the head of the business says, once you got the good witnesses, it's Makodesh. Rav says, because it says in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Yom Pasuk Mem Talad, Vaydara Moshe is Mohadei Hashem. So we say from there that the Beis has to say Makodesh. Just like Moshe there was Medaver. Evakol Ha'am Onim Acharav Makodesh Makodesh. There everybody heard the head of the Bezin say Makodesh, they also answer Makodesh Makodesh. The Rav springs from Yikra, Parakhov Gimel, Pasuk Beis, that it's written, Moedei Hashem Ashtikru Osam. Okay, and we read it, it's Atem. There's a Tikru Atem you should call out, because Osam is spelled Chaser, without a Vav. The Mishnah continues, Bein Shinira Bismanum. Whether it was seen in the right time, as Rashi says, on the night of the 30th, or as the Pharisee says, the night before the 30th day, or Bein Shlo Nira Bismanum, or when he wasn't seen in the right time, the Pharisee says, because then if they didn't see the moon by the night of the 30th, automatically the 31st day would be Rosh Chodesh, as the Rav Melchus Kiddush Chodesh Paragalov says, We don't have a moon a month more than 30 days. So if it wasn't seen to make it a 29-day month, it automatically becomes a 30-day month. Rav Lezer Atzadik Omer, Im lo nira bismano, but if we didn't see the moon in the earlier day, then we don't have to make a kiddush on it at all. We don't have to declare it. It's really makodesh in the bashamayim. So I'll say it again. The Rav says, because Kiddush HaKadosh isn't a chovah. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Perakov Hey, Pasuk Yud, Vikidash Mishnas and Chamishim Shana, be Makadosh the 50th year for Yovel, Shana Mata Makadosh, you Makadosh the years, there's a chovah and bezin to say Mikudesh is Hashana in the Shmanas Yovel. But you don't have to mekadesh the months. There's no chovah and bezdin to say chodesh is mekudesh. And it was when it was seen in the right time, in the earlier time, then they would be mekadesh because they wanted to give you some chizuk. Halacha is what was sadeh. That's our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.